Father, in Jesus' name, we're here to thank you for giving us your Son, giving to him, giving us that wonderful Jesus fully, freely, completely, and what he was made for us, what he was made for us, what he took for us, that death, the sin, Lord, and always letting us know it's the joy of everything to me. Thank you for loving us like that, Father. Thank you for a Son, your Son, that so loves us, and he is altogether lovely, and we're here to praise him, to lift up our voices and to lift up our hands, Lord God, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord. Thank you for brethren that love the Lord. How privileged we are to be in your body. Thank you again. How rich you supply. And it's all you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Last week we began the whole service in Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. So let's just get back there. The Lord encouraged my heart. That's Colossians 2:2. This is speaking about us. And praise be to God, this portion, and you understand, this is just a continuation. You know, they separated it into chapters, maybe ease for locating. But when this was coming forth, this is one. This is one thought, God's heart, and what he desires. So we come through chapter 1, and, you know, Paul tells how sweet this dispensation that was given to him, this mystery of that was hidden. And he says, was given to me for you. And we know that this mystery, as we're told, fulfills or completes the Word of God. It completes Jesus. And we understand and we're encouraged in this, that this mystery is all the riches of his glory. And praise be to God, he's put it in you. He has. And he wants it to grow up fully for him. And the result of that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's that very bride. That mystery is the bridal message. So here we come to verse 2 of chapter 2. And it says, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So here we have, very plainly given to us, this mystery, the bridal message, and to grow up into it in the full assurance of understanding. But there's a caveat here that this bridal message, that we grow up into the full assurance of understanding, it's the glory of our purpose together. Did you read that? I mean, the glory of our whole purpose together is to grow up in this full assurance and knowledge of this understanding. Praise the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, this is essential. See, without this, we cannot be filled with all the fullness of God. And the reason is because the bridal body is the measure and the stature and the fullness of Jesus Christ. The bridal body grows up into that perfect man, complete, like him. Hallelujah. That will be exalted with him to the same glory. That will rule and reign with him in the same throne. Praise the Lord. So we can conclude that this precious encouragement, this bride, must be filled with all his fullness. And so we see here that it says, being comforted. That means hearts drawn to one side. Praise be to God, that goes on here. Hearts drawn to one side. Praise God, didn't it say that we go through things and are comforted that we might comfort one another. Praise the Lord. I pray that we understand when he says, vessels, praise God, filled with the Holy Ghost, what power's in you? All him, all his supplying, but what's it for? Praise God, I think we've heard and heard for decades about that Sea of Galilee or the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea, it just flows in, but it don't flow out, so it's dead. It got all that, all those nutrients, all of that potential flowing right in there, just like the Sea of Galilee has, but the Dead Sea don't let it out. And it becomes stagnant, and nothing grows in there, even though all that feeding comes in. But yet you get the Sea of Galilee that gets the same feeding, but the exit, praise God, is a gusher. Hallelujah. And that's teeming with life. It's got fish, praise God, that they threw out nets and they broke. They couldn't contain them. Hallelujah. That's our life in the Holy Ghost. This is that comfort, and praise be to God, we got it here. And then knit together, that means joined, made one. And praise be to God, we got that in here. That's the evidence you want in here. You don't want a great coffee bar in here. I like coffee. You know what I'm saying? We don't have big screens in here. We don't have those things. And nor do I want those things. However those things might be used for the furtherance of the gospel, I appreciate that. But I'll tell you what, a lot of those things can be a distraction. And you go for those things as opposed to this glory. And notice what it's all in. What is it? In love. Isn't that gorgeous? In love, in love, in love. And did you know it's almost Paul exclusively through the Word of God that uses those two words together? In love. Almost exclusively. And many times the Holy Ghost writes those words through Paul in love. Now, why would it be that way? Well, it's because we just read about it. It's because Paul brought forth the bridal message. And I'll tell you what, to get married, you better be in love. We can be friends and not in love. We can be family, not in love. But there's one requirement about marriage. You better be in love. That's why Paul used those two words. And that's what the bridal message is, isn't it? It's knowing Christ Jesus is in love with you. In love with you as a bride. That's what that bridal message is. Hallelujah. And when you know that he's in love with you as a bride, you might just love him too as a bridegroom. You just might. Give it a chance. I think you will. Amen? There's a lot of proof in here. Praise his name. Now, knit together, it says here, in the riches of full assurance. And I love how God does that. It's full assurance and full understanding. It's not partial. It's not some. He wants full. Full and running over. Praise God. Yeah, that's what he's about. You know, and sometimes you think you got it. Nope, let me show you. You hadn't seen nothing yet, honey. But see, that we would be knit together in the riches of full assurance and that full understanding. And I got to thinking, no wonder why we love Bible studies so much. Amen. I long for them. I love them. I'm excited about them. I'm excited about them. I'm excited about receiving them. By the grace of God, I'm excited about giving them. And I don't have to stir up anything. That Holy Ghost takes care of all of that. Doesn't even matter how I'm feeling. Doesn't matter what somebody said to me or does my body feel good or whatever. I'll tell you what, that unction of the Holy Ghost. Boom, 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 boom. And he'll give it to you. I was almost expecting my precious brother, but I know my expectations in the Lord. And I don't need to see those things, but I wouldn't be surprised if he threw down that cane and started running around. I'm telling you the truth. I took off running through here one time, and I'll tell you what, locked back and everything, man. I think I had a record back to that. Over there, I was off the ground till I hit Brother Michael over there. A good 20 yards, brother. Couldn't even see me touch the ground. but God. Amen? But see, that's what's so sweet about this, brothers and sisters. We're knit together in this. We love to hear the Word of God. And you know what? When we come to hear the Word of God together, it's an acknowledgement and an agreement and a commitment in love. It's our marriage together with Jesus Christ. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The bridal message is the mystery of God. And by faith, when you believe in that, you agree in marriage with Christ Jesus, and you agree in marriage with one another. That is beautiful. That is the treasure, and that's what he loves so much. David touched on it. Think of this. David was encouraged of the Holy Ghost to write this back in Psalm 133. And I know most all of us know this psalm. It says, "Behold, how good," and that means rich, "how pleasant," that means fully pleasureful, "it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." For brethren to dwell together in unity. We've studied this many times, and it's gorgeous because that dwell together, that speaks of in the Hebrew of a throne. And to take the throne, not just to take the throne, but it's a double portion here. To take the throne in marriage. There's a dual meaning. And that's why it says together and unity. You got a double portion right there of unity. You got a double portion, praise God, of ruling and reigning jointly together with him as a husband and wife. Isn't that gorgeous? See, not only to be a queen to reign, but by the grace of God, to be married to the king. Not necessarily in that order, obviously. But how beautiful that is. Isn't it gorgeous? And that's what David was writing about. And that's exactly what that means. And we're thankful for it and how true it is that we settle down in love in marriage. He's causing my heart to grow in that love for you. And for us to love one another. I know that. That's the truth. Now go on over to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15 and 16. Oh my. And there's so many other places in the Word of God that again encourage and just build upon this wondrous foundation of this bridal message. But it says in verse 15, speaking the truth, look there, in love. Not just speaking loving truth or lovely truth, but speaking truth in love may grow up into him, not unto him, into him. See, that's what a body is. It's in him. Amen? So grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body, fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint, that's you, every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, that's you, makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. Oh, there it is again. In love. In love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do we see how needful the joints of the body are? The head can be and is lovely, but the body fulfills and completes the word. Praise God. All him. Now see how powerful, as we read this, the members of his body supply. Think of how powerful, because what are they supplying? What do you supply to one another? What did it say here? You know what you supply? You supply, through Christ, the increase of the body. You supply growth. That's what that word means. Growth. All right? So think of that. And I believe we talk about this all the time because that's what the Word of God instructs us. Isn't that really the purpose of why we gather, why we hear the Word of God, is to grow up into him in all things? Amen? To not be the little sister, as it says in the Song of Solomon, she has no breast, she's a beautiful little thing, And she can dress up and play like she's getting married, but she's no size or maturity to get married. The whole purpose of Paul's gospel is to grow up into the measure and the stature and the fullness of him. Now think about what this is saying. How needful by God's grace. What a treasure the Lord has put in you. The knowledge and understanding that you have in this word. And then by the grace of God, truly, the love responsibility. And let me say it like this, the in love responsibility. Now, here we go. It's in love. It's edifying. It's spiritual encouragement, increasing itself in love. And that's what it is in love. I want you to think for a minute. Now, do you see what you do for me? Praise God. Do you see by the grace of God what that brother or sister down the pew does for you? Across the way, by the grace of God, do you see that? And what, by the grace of God, what they do for you and what you do for them? And again, that without that joint, and you being by that joint, and yes, by that joint, you would never be in the state of the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ to be presented to him, to be presented to himself as his bride. Hey, either take the word of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit or you don't. And that's the truth. That is the absolute truth. And I thank God I can say this truly. I need you. Oh, hallelujah, I need you. Because the word of God tells me so. See, it's always because the Bible tells me so. Amen? Not what I feel tells me so, or what I think tells me so, or how I'm going to venture out on this path tells me so. No. No. Mm-mm. See, Jesse died a long time ago. And every child of God, when you accepted Jesus Christ, just, that's a thing, I'll tell you what, that's a dead thing. That's a dead thing. And now the life that I now live, because of the life that lives in me, Jesus, that life lives one way. It lives by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And here I'm reading about that faith. I might not understand it. I might not necessarily see it. But I'll tell you what. He tells me and I believe it. And I know it isn't coming any other way. Because let me tell you something. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. And if I want that abundant life that he said that I've come to give life and to give it more abundantly, I know where that is. It's in more and more truth in love. More and more truth in love. So I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, we had better really get this, because here's the thing. If we don't, and if you reject it, you ain't in love. You ain't in love. And if you ain't in love, I'll tell you one thing, you're not marrying Jesus. You're not. This is the in love gospel. This isn't just about knowing something here. This is about truly a heart by the grace of God that gets just wrenched by the Holy Ghost. And he begins to take over, amen? And you love this truth. And when I love this truth, you know what? I'm loving the body. I'm loving the body. I mean, I have a desire to come and to gather, and I thank the Lord how he changes us from glory to glory into his image. Well, what is his image? It's his head and his body. Let him put it together for you today. I mean, seriously, it is that simple. And it's that beautiful. But see, brothers and sisters, speaking truth in love, we grow up. And I want you to see what that means. Speaking truth is here. He's speaking of between the joints in a body. And specifically, the joints of the bridal body, because that's where the context you take this from. This is from the ones that are going to win Christ. These are the ones that are going to take that mystery that Paul was given, that dispensation that was hidden from the sons of men, that was hidden from the prophets, but now is made manifest. Manifest to us. It's for us. Amen. So this is what this is. This is this conversation of speaking this truth in love with the joints of the body. And I'll tell you what, when we speak that, you know what we speak? We speak words of grace in love. And I'll tell you what, we pray. And we pray together in the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like that symphony. I remember a man came in here, and I know he loves the Lord. And he came in here with one of my friends. And this was early on. And the Lord called me into pastor. He said a few different things. Never seen such love like that. Pastor of a big church. Second thing he said was, man, those people, you have to run them out of here. They just hang in there, don't they? I said, yes, they do. He said, man, when we shut that thing down, boom, you can hear crickets after about 5 minutes. You don't want to get out of here. But the third thing that hurt my heart, he didn't understand that altar. He said, I heard all those people just praising God. And he understood and knew of the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues. But it just, I didn't understand. They're all just praising God. And I told him, I said, did it bring back a thought of that upper room? Huh? And those ones that were listening there that time, every man was hearing their own language. It's a symphony. It's a symphony of in love. Yes, it is. I thank God however we call out on the name of Jesus. But I'll tell you what, don't deny that power. Don't ever deny that power. God gather you, go after it. Let him use you in it. I thank the Lord. My little brother was just praying with me right down here. Oh, I don't remember if it was, Wednesday night. And I thank God how I received from him. And he received from me. It's real. Just let it come. And it's real. But we thank God for this. And we get it. So we need to ask ourselves this question. How can we be one of these increasing joints, fully grown and ready for marriage, if we forsake the assembling with the joints of the body? You can't. You can't. You can't get away from this wondrous word. By the grace of God, take steps towards more truth. More truth, gather with those that love the truth. I understand the ones on the internet, and I love you, and we're here. We're one by God's grace. But I'll tell you what, when you have the opportunity to assemble, one of the greatest proof of in love, you want to be with that person. Yeah. Think of courtship. Think of all that. I mean, all you want to do is to be with that one you love, in love with. You do anything. You ache. Anytime someone's coming, you know, especially when you live away. That was my wife. She lived in Texas. I lived here. And I remember when we knew we were going to see each other weeks before. It just was exciting. Yeah, well, they're coming. I get to be with them. And I'll tell you what, you are never late. Never late. And she's always late. Uh-oh. But not then. Uh-oh. Jesus. Now. Ooh. Okay, now I'm telling you something now. Now let's listen. Home back into pastor now. Here we go. And then Lord, have your way. But our time here is about up. See, that's what's so serious about this, is we're at a time that the Lord's coming. And I think about Paul as God wrote through him most all of these precious letters, especially these that are speaking in such tremendous grace of this high calling. These were written when he was in a prison. Yeah. And sure, we know that he's a man. He would want to be out of that prison. But you'll never read about him wanting to get out of the prison. When he's in the prison, you know what you always read about? Is he wanted the saints to come to be with him. He never said, I want to be out of here to be with you. I want you to come here to be with me. And even as he's getting close to being at the time to be ready to be offered, there wasn't anything that he desired anymore. He wanted that fellowship. He wanted that encouragement, didn't he? He wanted them to bring him the word of God and to preach him the word of God, to hear the word of God in them. Because it increased his joy. It just increased the love. Amen. Amen. Now, you think about how he longed to see him. And here we are, we want to follow Paul as he followed Christ. But yet we don't desire to gather at every chance with the joints and the members of the bridal body. We need to be honest with ourselves. Amen. Lord, I need more love. I need more love. I want that. See, I don't want to be defeated. Many ways we can be defeated, but I can be defeated because I can get lazy with God. I'll give him Sunday. It's getting personal. I understand it. He does it with every one of us. And this isn't about being a good Christian. This is about being in love. Hey, let me tell you something. We're all busy. We're all busy. And don't go telling me I'm any busier than you. And I mean that. And don't ever go telling me that my job's harder than yours. And don't tell me that you can't bother me. I mean that. Why are we here? I'm one body with you. I know I'm a joint of the body, but we're in it together. We win. We win. I know you want that for me. I see it in you. I want that for you. You, I want it for everyone. We can be bitter toward the people of God. We can be fearful. It's time to put away the fear. And I say that on ones that could be here. It's time to put away the fear. We haven't come to something new. We haven't come to something new. Nah. The enemy will always try to make it appear it's an insurmountable giant this time. God's just making them bigger. Because I will tell you, he tells me sometime, I just want to show off a little bit more to you. And it's not him showing himself off to me, it's in me. Because I'm telling you, a lot of times I feel so lacking faith. But he tells me, greater is me that's in you. And let's never forget where that faith comes from. And let me tell you something, honey, I filled you with all the fullness of me. And just as I lived as you, I fully trusted my Father. And I'm there living in you to trust our Father fully. So let me tell you something, whether you're being lazy, whether you're bitter, whether you just don't like that pastor, it's not worth it. It is not worth it. It's not worth, and I will say it just like this, being a disgrace as a Christian. I love you enough to tell you that. I'm beginning to receive a love, a boldness to lift your hands. And sometimes the wounds of a friend are better than the kisses of an enemy. Matter of fact, all the time. But I'll tell you what, we're at such a point, we're about to see Jesus, we can't waste our life. You can't sit there and waste this moment. You don't want to do that. You don't want to. I don't want to insult my Father. I don't want to insult the lover of my soul, Jesus Christ. I see Him right in my face always, honey. Let's love through this, honey. Let's love through this, honey. You're mine. How could I not desire His beloved body and be used of God to increase it for the body to be ready for Him? How could I be that stingy with myself? I'm going to tell you something. My precious brother, I love you so. Run. 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 Increase me. Increase me. Let me increase you. Let your brethren praise God. Let us increase one another. I'll tell you what. I want a cup for Him. Yeah, honey. So full and running over. Glory running all over this place for Him. Don't you want to meet Him like that? Isn't that going to be the most tremendous thing? Hallelujah. To see one another receiving that crown. It'll be my joy and rejoicing forevermore to see you receive that crown. Praise God in front of Him as He finished it for us by the grace of God to say, T-L-E-O, Jesus. It is finished. Hallelujah. I've won. We've won. That cheer, that rejoicing, that thanksgiving will never cease. It will never end. It will go on and on and on through all eternity. Praise be to God. And what won it? What won it? In love. In love. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way.
Oh, God. Precious saints, do you see? Open up your hearts and see. The body needs you. You need the body. Open up your hearts. Together yourself together. In love. In the love of God that is in Christ Jesus.
Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Him. And Lord, as only your love can do in our lives, God, let us love in that patience and long-suffering. God, let us love in that spiritual understanding. Lord, in that love, Lord God, that drew your heart, Jesus, to a woman at the well that had been married 5 times. You knew all about her. But Lord, you were drawn to her because she had the heart. She had the heart. The others, those other brethren, they couldn't see it. They were questioning, why her? And Lord, as you said, oh no, why not her? that's the one. And here we are gathered with all of those ones. Hallelujah. These are your vessels of mercy. Sister sang of it today. We prayed over brother. Hallelujah. That vessel of mercy, God, that you've touched, Lord Jesus, you've touched, that he would be made weak, that the power of Christ would rest upon him. Lord, thank you. You're searching so deep. Deep, 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 deep. Father, you're going to have your true worshiper. And I pray in Jesus' name, if by any means you bring her right out of here. You bring her out of here. And Lord, today, if it be your will, but Lord, let us be a group, a little piece of that precious little flock that just gathers, Lord God, to be ready to meet you in the air. Let us love one another as Christ loved us and gave himself for it. We just love you so much, Jesus, and give you the praise in your name now and forever. Amen.